50 Randy Quids.
I just got a nerd boner.
50 Randy Quids.
How do we cokehead come?
50 Randy Quids.
And I'm gonna come again.
We watch movies so you don't have to.
And welcome to 50 Randy Quaids. I am your host, Chuck Banner, and with me, as always, my co-hosts...
Tater Ricardo.
Jay.
And we have our special guest, Claudio the Mime. How's it going, Claudio? Well, if you have any questions, comments, or review requests, you can always contact us on our Facebook page, 50 Randy Quaids. Tweet us at 50 Randy Quaids, or email us at 14spoileralert@gmail.com, and we will address it on our next podcast. All right, well, Foxcatcher is a sports biography drama, and in the theater, it was released as a limited release on November 14th, 2014, and the film opened across the United States in theaters through December 2014 and January 2014, according to Wikipedia. The budget for this movie was $24 million, and the opening weekend in the United States, it grossed $270,877 in six theaters.
That's how much Utopia should have grossed. Not 6,000.
Yeah, Zootopia got screwed.
Yeah, for sure.
And then in the United States, as of February 22nd, it's made $12 million, according to IMDb. And then it gained another $3.3 million in foreign markets for $15.3. So this movie is definitely losing about $9 million.
That's crazy.
Right now. So they released the unrated version where Channing Tatum's naked.
Right? It'll all be gay naked, though.
That's okay.
And then, like, according to the back of the box, this movie is the greatest Olympic wrestling champion brother team joins Team Foxcatcher, led by multimillionaire sponsor John E. DuPont as they train for the 1988 Games in Seoul, a union that leads to unlikely circumstances. And you can view this movie on Redbox for rent at Family Video, on demand, and rent to buy on Amazon. And now we're going to pause for your consideration. In case you want to view this movie.
And while we're taking this 10-second pause, Claudio the Mime will perform a song for you in mime.
This movie was written by Max Fry and Dan Futterman.
What kind of name is Futterman? What an unfortunate name to have,
right?
Dan Futterman.
Mr. Futterman.
Oh, I guess there was also an E before Max Fry. I wonder if that stood for Eagle.
Eagle.
Eagle. Golden Eagle.
Golden Eagle, maybe. Bennett Miller directed this. Bennett, is that like a last name, first name combination going on here?
Yeah, it is. There's two last names.
Oh,
Bennett Miller
fantastic.
Has two last names.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Benet.
Millar.
All right, so the star main actors of this movie were Steve Carell playing John DuPont, Channing Tatum playing Mark Schultz, Mark Ruffalo playing
Ruffalo,
David Schultz.
Ruffalo.
Ruffalo. Sienna Miller plays Nancy Schultz, Vanessa Redgrave plays Jean DuPont, and Anthony Michael Hall plays Jack. All right, so run us through a brief description of this movie.
All right.
For our listeners who have decided to not watch it.
All right, John DuPont has mommy issues and too much money. So he recruits Olympic gold medalist Mark Schultz to Team Foxcatcher. Then he realizes mommy still doesn't care. So DuPont takes it another step and pays Mark's big brother to come help win the 88 Olympics. Then after they win the Olympics, DuPont drops Mark from the team and shoots his brother.
Drops him like he's hot, drops him like he's hot.
And that's the movie.
Yeah, I just felt mostly bored watching this movie, and the uncomfortableness of it kind of held it together for me. But other than that...
You know, I love this movie. I thought the awkwardness was the definite driving point. I mean, it's kind of based on a true story. I'm sure not a lot happened except the end.
Well, it's based on a shockingly true story.
A shockingly true story.
Shocking.
I think the whole story was to tell this crazy thing that happened, because honestly, if you heard the story in real life, you'd be like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, like, you watch the movie, it's a two-hour movie telling a story where people were real and didn't do anything but, like, eat Cheetos.
And fried chicken.
And fried chicken. I really liked the movie. I thought it was really good. It kept my interest, and I wanted to know what was going to happen at the end, and I was really surprised and happy with what happened at the end, honestly.
I don't know, I felt like the trailer for this movie was a little misleading. The trailer made it seem like this was going to be real suspenseful and moving quite along, and there was going to be some action involved, and really all the trailer was it spliced together the 5 minutes of action this movie had to offer and gave you that.
I think the trailer just let you know what the tone and the mood was going to be like, because the trailer was still dark and awkward, but it just, it definitely made it seem like it wasn't going to be as slow as it was.
All right, so my favorite part of this movie had to have been where they're in the helicopter and they're going to this speech. John DuPont, Steve Carell's character, pulls out his medicine.
I thought you were going to say cock. I'm not going to lie.
Pulls out his medicine.
Would have made sense.
And just starts doing cocaine as Chatham Tanning. Channing Tatum. I've done that so many times in the past. Channing Tatum is like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, it's just cocaine." He's like, "Mark, it's just cocaine. It's not going to kill you." And that was probably one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie.
That was good.
What do you think, Claudio? What do you think of that scene?
That was fantastic, Claudio. I really agree with you there.
Man, he's so deep. He really gets these movies, you know?
He's nailed on that. Man.
Claudio, we're glad to have you. You're our best guest ever.
That's messed up.
Johnny Box is going to be calling me tomorrow.
Yeah, he is.
And right. Also, what I really like about this movie is Steve Carell's acting, and Mark Ruffalo did a fantastic job, too. It was just, they did really good jobs acting in this movie, but it was just so slow, boring, drawn out. I felt like they could have cut a lot of time from this movie to make it more watchable.
Yeah.
They probably could have cut some time out. I'll definitely agree with that. It was like, what, 2.5 hours almost? 2 hours, 15 minutes,
I think.
Yeah, it was a pretty long movie. The acting, I thought, all around was really good. Although, I gotta say at the beginning, because I had no idea what this movie was about going into it. I didn't see a trailer. I didn't hear anything about it. So when Channing Tatum was walking around all like, I thought he kind of looked like a mentally challenged Matt Damon for the whole like first 5 minutes. And then he got into this is the worst scene in the whole movie. This is my least favorite scene. He got in this wrestling match with Mark Ruffalo's character, David Schultz's brother. And now I'm thinking, okay, retarded Matt Damon is wrestling Tobias Funke from Arrested Development. And he just smacks him. Channing Tatum just smacks him in the face with his head and causes him a bloody nose. And then David Ruffalo's character, just like, okay, whatever, keep wrestling. I was like,
well, at that point, did you know that they were brothers? They were brothers?
No, I didn't know they were brothers.
Well, first, yeah, when
I thought it was Tobias Funke and Matt Damon.
They definitely don't let you know that they're brothers in the beginning like they should, because that changes the whole first wrestling scene.
Yeah.
It's just weird at first. Even when he's stretching him out and he's rubbing all over him and it's like, whoa. Who's this guy? Why is he doing all this?
Once I found out that Channing Tatum was a wrestler, the acting was really good. I actually really liked his acting the rest of the movie. Mark Ruffalo, whatever his name is.
The Hulk, baby.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Chuck, because his acting was above everybody in this movie. I did really far. Like, I like Steve by Carell, far. Too, a lot.
Steve Carell, I like Steve Carell, but this just really felt like a really dark, older version of Michael Scott from The Office.
But I mean, look at what he's done, and then look at this, and how much
from the Daily Show. The
prosthetics that he had, though, were amazing.
Dude, those teeth?
He did really good.
Freaking me out.
He did really good.
I hate teeth.
But I disagree pull with mine you. Out. I disagree with you on the worst scene. I think the worst scene was when his mom gets wheelchaired in to the wrestling practice. And
I agree.
She's just sitting there basically belittling him, and he's trying to like act like the big tough coach.
All right,
now you come in here and I'm going to give you an arm grab, and then I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna come in again. What are you talking about? Are you describing wrestling, or are you describing your rape fantasies on Channing Tatum?
He was doing both. That was my favorite scene. You didn't like that either, Jay?
Watching the movie, it was my worst scene because it just stood out the most and it was just weird. But it was a good scene that they had to put in there because it did show
the relationship. Well, it made sense. I just thought it was
and why weird. DuPont was the way he was, because he was just a little mama's boy and everything was to make mommy happy. And when she wasn't happy is when he flipped out. And it was just crazy.
I love that scene a lot. It was really funny. Really almost kind of uncomfortable. But funny at the same time. And I'm a big fan of awkward humor. It went with that. And it also very, very vividly showed you John DuPont's character. Yeah. That he's not just this lonely guy looking for a friend. That he's this crazy old man who's just looking out for himself and trying to make himself look glorious in front of his mom. He's had issues his whole life, you know. Yeah.
Well, speaking of awkward, there was a few things that I thought were awkward in this movie. And one of them is 50 Randy Quaid's theme, apparently, with us picking movies that show scenes where people are going to the bathroom. Because there's a scene where Channing Tatum's character...
50 peeing scenes.
where his character, Mark Schultz, is peeing because he'd just taken a long car ride. And he keeps looking at this painting on the wall that's looking right at him, like eye level, when he's peeing.
That kind of painting in the bathroom, right next to you.
Hold on. I've been in Chuck's bathroom, and I love Chuck's bathroom because when I'm peeing, I can gloriously worship my Schwanz while I'm peeing because he's got a mirror right behind the toilet.
I totally believe it.
Every time I go totally there, believe it. I think, who decided to put this
wake
mirror
up in the
here?
Morning like this?
Mirrors everywhere, so I can always look at myself.
I believe it.
Because I am so vain.
So the question is not who would put a picture there, because obviously people do weird things when they're designing bathrooms. The question is, why was it important to the movie?
Yeah, and it wasn't at all. There was no importance to that fucking scene. I just fucking hated it so much.
It wasn't important at all. I loved it because I know how much Chuck loves pee-pee scenes.
Apparently they just need to throw in scenes. Hey, let's just have this 15-20 second scene of Channing Tatum just taking a fucking piss. Everybody wants to see it, or hear it, at least. I want to hear him just...
Psss. Nothing is more intimate.
No. Dude, fuck that guy. Oh, and another thing. If you're openly doing cocaine with John DuPont, what do you fucking care if there's a bong sitting on the table when John DuPont comes to your house?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hide the weed, cokehead's coming.
I just don't get it. I mean, it was the 80s, so coke was, like,
huge,
a thing.
Right.
Would you have done the coke with John DuPont if he was paying you $25,000 to make him look good? Like, you don't even have to do anything sexual to just make him look good.
No, because it's just, you're training to be the best wrestler in the world.
And he's paying for that.
Yeah, but you're training to be the best wrestler in the world. Okay.
Oh well, yeah, but you don't know what it is. He didn't know what it was. He doesn't have no idea what that's it true. Does, what it could do. He has no idea.
I guess John did tell him, you know, don't worry, it's just cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, but even still, no. I mean, it's ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, they had this documentary that they were shooting the entire movie, and the cameraman, we finally see him when he's filming Mark Ruffalo's character, and he's telling him, hey, you have to say that John DuPont was your mentor. And he's like, can you say that? Mark Ruffalo's character is like, yeah, I can try to say it. Well, this cameraman had to be the fucking guy from Tusk. He was the murderer from Tusk, or at least he looked just fucking like that
I think
guy.
He just looked like him.
I'm not going to research it because I will cry if I find out he's not. So I'm going with he is.
Well, I would say, why would they cast somebody like that for that short of a role? But then I can think of Groot and Vin Diesel.
I guess. Anthony Michael Hall's character was only in the helicopter.
Well, and he paid the dude, the wrestler, the old man wrestler. They showed him in that, and then they showed him a little bit later. He was the guy that introduced the chalet to change.
And Anthony Michael Hall was in the greatest movie of all time. The only 50 Randy Quaid-worthy movie, in my opinion, which would be Breakfast Club. He should have been everybody in that movie. Everybody
you're
played
play
by Anthony
Mark
Michael Hall.
And Dave Schultz and DuPont and DuPont's mom and the guard and every fan in attendance at every wrestling match and all the opponents and the referees.
Everybody?
Pretty much. Well, all right, so now we're coming upon what would be the best joke of this movie. Now, this movie really didn't have any jokes because it was a drama. And very, very dry and serious. But I thought one of the best lines in this entire movie was, most of my friends call me Eagle, Golden Eagle, John, or Coach. And how did you feel about that?
Look, that was...
Because that had me fucking dying.
That was really funny. But what really disturbed me is why Channing Tatum didn't call him Golden Eagle. If somebody says they called me Golden Eagle, you fucking call that guy Golden Eagle. Like, for real.
For sure. Oh, God. Yeah. Now we're going to rate this movie on a scale of 1 to 50 Randy Quaids. 1 is the lowest Randy Quaids available to give this movie. 50 is the highest Randy Quaids available to give this movie. Breakfast Club and Back to the Future are just two of those available options.
Two very good options.
And then so 2 old. To 49, fuck you. 2 to 49, anywhere in between.
Aren't you like 60, dude?
Shut your face.
All right, so Taylor, what would you give this movie on a rating of 1 to 50 Randy Quaids?
Man, you know, I really like this movie a lot. I'm going to give it 30. It had a lot of hype. Usually hype movies don't impress me. I had no idea what was going on going into the movie. Maybe that's probably what made me like it more than you guys who watched the trailer. But Steve Carell just kept everything really, really awkward. And Channing Tatum was a great opposite of that, with Mark Ruffalo being an awesome middleman between the two. I think the chemistry was there with all the actors. I think, yeah, it was slow. It was a little slow. There wasn't a lot of action. I think that it was a little drawn out. They could have probably cut a half hour off of it, maybe. But other than that, I thought it was a really good movie with what they had as far as storyline goes. I would definitely give it about, I would give it 30. 30 Randy Quaids. That sounds about right to me.
Solid 30.
A solid 30.
What about you, Jay?
I was originally going to go with a 30, but then...
Taylor stole your thunder?
No. Everything you said was perfect. I agree with everything. I think it was a little slow, which was a downfall to me. If it moved along a little quicker, it would have been way better. I'll give it a 35 because it was a wrestling movie and I wrestled. And if you were a wrestler or are a wrestler, you should definitely see this movie. Because some wrestlers are psychopaths. Just like Channing Tatum.
All wrestlers are psychopaths.
I'm not a psychopath.
I never wrestled, but I know a lot of people that did, and they're all crazy. You are just as crazy as all of them.
All right, so I gave this movie a 19 out of 50 Randy Quaids. I didn't really like it. I thought it was way too slow. The only real reason I'm giving it 19 Randy Quaids is because Steve Carell and Mark Ruffalo really killed the acting in this movie. They did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Steve Carell, his character just looked so complete with the prosthetic transformation.
Yeah.
And
so not Steve Carell.
Yeah, I mean, he did a really good job, although I still kind of feel like it was just a really dark interpretation of Michael Scott.
With prosthetics.
With prosthetics. But that's why I'm going to give it a 19. Claudio?
Claudio, where is that rope going? Claudio, you're supposed to give... put your pants back on, Claudio.
Claudio, get out of that box right now. You can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Twitter at 50 Randy Quaids, and download us on any podcast player.
By the way, feel free to send any questions, comments to our Twitter, Facebook, email. If you just want to tell us how fucking bad we are and how much you hate 50 Randy Quaids, but for some reason still listen to every episode, by all means, friggin' we'll even read your comments on our
podcast. That's right, Enlightened Rage.
At Enlightened Rage.
Oh, we also have a new website, too. www.50randyquaids.wordpress.com.
That's WordPress, WordPress.com. You might notice a little difference in the recording tonight. We got some new equipment we're recording with, trying to make it sound a little bit better for you guys.
And I just want to thank JB, the wise old one, 34 years in the radio business, for providing us with this new equipment. Next time on 50 Randy Quaids, episode 5, The Interview. Next time we'll be watching and reviewing the interview. So if you'd like to view the movie before tuning in next episode, please do so. Until next time, we watch movies so you don't have to. Peace out.
This has been 50 Randy Quaids, brought to you by Spudcast Productions, starring Chuck Banner, produced by Tater Ricardo, and recorded at Jay and Jug Studios.